Morning, world. Good morning, world, and good afternoon on the other parts of the world. Welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, R.G. Lindsay. A place the doors of the interview, and I am so excited about this interview. We'll be Stellar Award nominee. He's CEO and founder of a lot of stuff. It's a lot of things. So we're interviewing Eric Wheelwright. He's the CEO and founder of United Pictures, chief executive officer of Wainwright Enterprises, founder of Legacy Productions, and he does just so much. Former state ambassador of Michigan. He's a film, TV producer, director, recording artist. So we're going to welcome to the show, and we're going to go take this a notch a little down. We're going to welcome to the show Eric. Wheelwright. We're going to wait for him to call in right now. And I'm so nervous, y'all, because I had an interview with him, and it was canceled, so I'm really nervous. He does an awfully lot. Eric, and you can call in the show when you get ready. I can get the call-in number. It's going to be for you. We have so many numbers around here. So calling the show, and let me see. I'm going over my notes right now. And the song, I'm having issues. Hold on. Okay. Okay, calling the show at 929-477-3863. So, Eric, we're going to wait for you to call in the show. You can go ahead and call in. I know we said 11:35 you'll be calling in, but there's a lot to say about Eric as I'm waiting for him to call in the show. Let's see. And you also can call in and ask Eric a lot of questions if you want. Can everybody that want to call in just give me a few seconds for the show? I have to multitask and I have to do it like really quick. Eric, you can go ahead and call in. The calling number is 929-477-3863. Eric's done a lot for the community as well. We're going to go over a lot when he calls in. So, Eric, can you call in the show? I have a lot of notes I'm going over. Y'all, give me a few. He's also an ambassador for the state. He's a former ambassador of the state of Michigan, also advisor to the government in Michigan as well. And then he's done a lot of things. He donated a lot of money for St. John's Providence Hospital as well for the neonatal intensive care program there. I think that's probably what it is, the neonatal intensive care unit. Okay, there it is. I'm brainstorming right now. I got all this information right now, so hold on. So calling the show, the calling number is 929-477-3863, and welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, R.G. Lindsay, and I'm going over notes. Eric, you can call in the show when you get ready to, sweetheart. I'm looking at calling in. He's done a lot of other things too, y'all, because I have to do a lot of stuff right now. I'm looking at a switchboard. You can also call in the show too at 929 after he calls in, 929-477-3863. He's directed Sissy Houston Essence Award tribute that they did at the Essence Award. He's also did a lot of stuff, the 40-year journey for Marvin Winans, and he's working with Vicky Winans. Vicky Winans, Marvin Winans, Jay Moss. It's a lot of people that he's worked for. So we're going to interview him when he calls in the show. Hello, welcome to the Grateful Gift Show. This is Sergeant Lindsay.
Well, hi there.
Hello.
This is Eric Wheelwright. Hello?
Hey, Look. Eric. How you doing? Hey, I'm here.
Doing fantastic.
Can you
hear me? I sure can.
You doing? Pardon me?
I said, I sure can. I'm doing fantastic.
Okay. I'm going over so much. I have so many notes on you. We should write it. We just write a book about ear oil work.
that
okay,
might be something
everybody.
We might need to do.
Huh?
I said we might have to talk about that sometime.
Okay, welcome to the show, Eric. We're going to go straight into the interview right now. We just want to tell the world about Eric Wheelwright and the things that you do. You do a lot of things, Eric. You have some movies coming out. You have some series coming out. Tell the audience, first of all, we're going to go up to date, and then we'll go back down. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Update the information you have with the new movie coming out that premieres this month or next month.
Yeah, well, we actually have a red carpet pre-screening on August the 26th in Michigan this month. And then the movie is scheduled to be released sometime this fall. The name of the movie is called Be Somebody. It's kind of a drama thriller type of film. Most of it was actually shot in Michigan. And what's interesting is I was actually one of the individuals who was very much involved with assisting with growing the Michigan film industry. When our previous governor was in office, Governor Granholm, I was actually sought out and asked to be an advisor to the governor and an ambassador for the state of Michigan, but also
yes.
an advisor to the Film Commission.
Yes,
so,
sure. But tell me, okay, we're going to jump around, too, because you sent me a lot of information this morning. That's why I'm so nervous, but I'm still hyped about everything you're doing. So we'll jump around to you being an ambassador and also advisor to the government down there. But you do a lot of stuff. You donate to colleges, and we got to go through some stuff so fast, Eric. But we're going to have you back because Blog Talk Radio, they have not emailed me as to how can they see in the show. So, but I'm not going to even go there. But you donated to five college scholarships to graduated seniors. And then you've done a lot of stuff, Eric. Tell them about that and tell them about the program you're talking about. I'm still going over
sure.
my notes, Eric.
Okay. Yeah, so there's actually a foundation. It's called the Michigan Youth Appreciation Foundation. And they started event some years ago, right, to kind of show the children and the youth that they were cared about. There were a lot of issues going on. With youth getting into trouble. And so the idea was to create some type of a program that we could help those youths that were at-risk youths in particular stay busy, but also recognizing that, you know, sometimes transitioning from high school to doing nothing or not really having any guidance or not even being in a position where you can go further, right? The idea was to, you know, create this scholarship program where we could help those children. And it wasn't always the case that they had to be 4.0 or 3.0 students. These were children who maybe had 2.0, 2.5 grade point averages. And I know people probably say, well, why would you want to give money to someone who seemed like they weren't trying in school? But when you recognize the pitfalls that a lot of these youth deal with in high school, you know, you have children, especially at-risk children who are living in impoverished homes and or even coming from problematic situations where they're going to school every day, but they don't have money for food. Or they have situations where they're coming home from school and they don't even have lights turned on in the house. And yet these kids
come
to school
every day. Yeah, you're right. Wow.
Yeah, and they're trying. So if you don't know their backstory, you just assume well, they don't care. And we found that wasn't the case. I was actually an advisory board. Well, I'm one of the executive boards for the advisory board for the Detroit Public School System. And in getting involved in that, we started recognizing that children who don't have the best grades aren't always children who don't care or don't try. In many cases, these children had huge hurdles that made it impossible for them to excel. So we created this program. A gentleman by the name of Ed Deeb actually started the foundation, and then he started reaching out to individuals. A number of colleges and universities are involved with this this program. And every year we have a scholarship program where we're actually giving away multiple scholarships, and I've actually scholarships for graduating seniors to continue on their education. And it's something that, you know, I'm extremely, extremely happy to be a part of. Because these kids, like I said, you know, in many cases, they, it's not that they don't care. It's not that they haven't tried, but they've had certain situations arise.
He's going through a lot of extreme adversity. That's a lot for a child to go through, you know.
Yeah.
That's a lot for a child to go through and then say, I'm going to school this morning. You know what I'm saying? So also,
yeah,
we're going to go back to in 2008 when you were sought out by the governor of Michigan and asked for to be the ambassador. And then you went on to do some other things. You were appointed for the advisor to the governor. And then you, let me see, I'm trying to go to the film industry about your implementation of the tax incentive program. Can you tell the audience about that? Because that's really interesting because you all, Eric, you all can go to his website. Eric, give me your website so they can go to your website because
sure,
you don't have to do these shows like. I just got a whole bunch of information and it's a lot to do, but I want them to just go and study you, research you. A lot of people need help in all these areas because you're a very, very relevant person for this time and this generation and this culture. We have a culture out here that needs people like you in their lives. So we're going to just go over like the program that we just studied and then tell me your website though, first of all.
Sure. Sure. It's www.ericwillwright.com and it's spelled the way my name is spelled, which is www.ericwillwright.com.
Okay. And then so y'all visit them and tell them about the implementation program you have going on with the film industry where you help people, I guess, are they making films with this or what?
So what happened was Governor Granholm, again, the previous governor for the state of Michigan, this was during the time where we had the automotive crisis. And if most people know that Michigan in particular, the foundation of Michigan was the automotive industry, right? And so when the market began to crash and the automotive industry began to fail, a lot of people were losing their jobs. And because it was the foundation of Michigan, because this was how Michigan generated a bulk of its revenue and how other businesses thrived as a result of the automotive industry. People think automotive and they think just cars. But the reality of it is if one business like the automotive industry is doing well, then what does it is it attracts people to the state of Michigan, which generates house sales. And if houses are being built, if people are thriving financially, houses are being built. So if houses are being built, then you've got the lumber industry that's also doing well. You've got the glass manufacturing industry that's also doing well. And you've got the produce and grocery stores and markets that are around these houses that are being built that began to do well. So one global corporation like GM being sustained in a certain area.
That's General Motors, right? General
everything.
Motors?
That's correct,
okay.
General Motors, just using them as an example. So when General Motors went through what they went through and a lot of people lost their jobs, it wasn't just the people who worked for the automotive industry that were hurting. It was the entire state of Michigan that began to hurt because people are no longer buying houses and we have the market, the housing collapse. So the idea was this. The idea was to say, how do we create a foundation for the state of Michigan doing something completely different that can begin to generate money for Michigan residents, but also began to generate notoriety and help bring people back to the state of Michigan, get people excited about this new idea. And so New Mexico had done it some years before where they started this.
So this is something new that you sent me? Is this something new, Eric, that you sent me?
So this was something that happened a while ago, right? This is before the previous governor took office. So we created this tax incentive program that basically said that if you were going to come to Michigan and produce a film, then the state of Michigan would give you so many dollars towards tax credit. And I believe if you capitalize or utilize every aspect of the tax incentive program, you could get 40% of your investment back. And I know people think, well, they 40% is a lot of money to get back, right? But the thing that was so amazing about it was if you shot a movie here in Michigan. Well, prior to the tax incentive program, the Michigan Film Office brought an average of maybe $2 to $3 million a year. That was it. That's all they made. Once we implemented this program, and through the term of Governor Granholm while she was in office, before she left office, we went from bringing $2 million through the Michigan Film Office to bringing in $290 million a year. And we were
I was like, wow, yeah. That was a staggering jump.
It was a huge jump. It was a huge jump. And there are a lot of movies that a lot of people probably don't recognize were shot in Michigan. For example, the Batman versus Superman movie was shot in Michigan. The Transformers, many of the Transformer films were actually shot in Michigan in downtown Detroit. A lot of those downtown scenes, they've modified them through CGI, but that's all Detroit. So you have a lot of films that were being shot here because of this tax incentive program, and they were bringing monies into the state of Michigan. But it was also putting Detroit back on the map in a very positive light.
Yeah. Michigan took a big downfall. So that's go ahead.
It did. That was the idea of the tax incentive program. It was to bring people to the state of Michigan, but part of the idea was the hope that those film production companies that were coming here would begin to employ people that lived here. And it did happen. You got a lot of people who began to get jobs and partner with other companies that were coming outside of the state of Michigan. Companies like the catering industry, the housing market, all these businesses began to thrive as a result of the tax incentive program that we created for the state of Michigan back then.
Well, wow, that's amazing.
So
if they want to just contact you, just go to your website.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, then I don't want to miss out on anything in saying the other things you have done. What was it like for you to go through the 40-year journey with Marvin Winans?
Oh wow!
I love Pastor Winans. Hey Eric, I love Pastor Winans.
Is that right?
Man, his voice is so incredible. Yes, I love his voice. And when he preaches, oh my God, anointed. So tell me what was like for you.
Okay, so I've been very blessed to work with a lot of very well established individuals in both entertainment, and I've worked with a lot of pastors as well, a lot of very renowned pastors. So I've had a very blessed career, but I'll be honest, I have to say. And I've even told him this. I really, really enjoy working with Pastor Winans. Number one, he's even when it comes to his gift in music, he's an extremely talented person. There's no question. He's a very, very person. And I remember when we were shooting his scenes for the documentary, I purposely set him at a piano. Like everyone else during the interview piece, they're sitting in a chair, and we've got different location shots and things like that. But when it came time for us to shoot his piece, I wanted him sitting at a piano. Not that we had anything planned, that he was to play anything, but because music is such an intricate part of his essence, he's sitting at the piano and we're talking about different things and projects that he's worked on. And in a moment, he'll say something like, yeah, I remember we were talking about this, and that's when I came up with the song. And he'll turn to the piano, and he'll start playing, and he sings, right? And it was just gold. It was just unbelievable. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so grateful we're catching this. So I was truly happy that I put him in front of the piano. He also was very involved with the editing process. And that's the part where I truly got to see type of person that he really was. Number one, he's an extremely creative person. He's got a great eye and a great understanding of things, and he's such a phenomenal person to work with. Oftentimes when you're an editor, because I do editing as well, and I've done a lot of editing on some of the projects that I've been involved in, sometimes we have other people who edit the projects. But in this particular case, I was at lead editor on the movie as well. And so Pastor and I, we would sit together. We would have these editing sessions where he would come in and we might be sitting there for, 6 to 8 hours sometimes editing this movie. And it was just such an easy, flowing process because, number one, he always knew what he liked and he knew what he wanted. But the second thing is, even though he is who he is and even though he's been involved in films and TV shows for very, very many years, he still respects those people that he's working alongside with. So if we were sitting together and he thought about something and I had maybe a suggestion or an idea of how we could do it more effectively or a way that might make it seem a little bit more enhanced, and I would offer that suggestion, and he was like, yeah, let me see it. Then I was showing him, he's like, oh, my God, Eric, that's great. I love it. Whereas not everybody's like that. You have some people, they have their idea and their vision, and they don't care what you say. I want what I want. And he was just such a pleasure to work with, absolutely pleasure to work with, and just a wonderful, just a downright good, wholesome person, beautiful heart.
You said a downright.
Downright wholesome person. Just a very, you know, a very sincere, very likable personality. That's the word that I had to say. I remember telling Cindy Flowers, who works right alongside of him. I believe she's the administrator for Pastor Winans. And I said to her, I said, you know, he is a very likable person. He just really is a very likable person. So a beautiful spirit, beautiful heart.
Okay, I know we're about to close and stuff, but I want you to share with the audience what it was like to work. First of all, this is my most favorite gospel artist of all time. I posted this years and years ago, probably on MySpace and Facebook too, but so long ago. But Vicky Winans, what was it like to work with her? She is so hilarious. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Vicky is absolutely hilarious. Oh wow. Okay. Matter of fact, I talked to Vicky Winans probably about 2 months ago. I was in Hawaii. I opened up I extended and branched my company out and opened up a new office in Hawaii. So this year, most of the year, I was over there on the islands, right? And Vicky ended up calling me about something that she wanted to do. And real quick, I just kind of wanted to say some acknowledgments about Aretha Franklin, who, as you know, passed a couple of days ago. Give my condolences to her friends and, you know, her close family.
Yeah.
What made me think about that.
And they're right there in Michigan with you as well.
Yeah.
They're right there in Michigan with you. So my condolences and prayers go with the family as well.
Yeah. So Vicky and Aretha live in the same building, right? Matter of fact, had this beautiful home in West Bloomfield, Michigan, about a year ago. She sold it, so she moved into this gorgeous high-rise. As you know, downtown Detroit has been revitalized, and it's just becoming this boom.
Oh, they got high-rises now?
Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous, beautiful places right off the water. So Vicky was living in the same building. Vicky lives in the same building that Aretha lived in. And when Aretha found out that Vicky had moved into the building, she invited her to lunch, and Vicky's such a hilarious person. I don't remember exactly what it was that Aretha had for Vicky, but I remember talking to Vicky a couple of months ago, just a few months ago, and she said how she went over to, she's like, I think she had, like, ham sandwiches or something, and she was like, hold on, you're Aretha Franklin. How are you going to invite me over for lunch and serve some ham sandwiches? I'm going to need you to have some lobster bisque and some Moet wine up in here, Mr. Franklin. So Aretha, you know, she kind of laughed about it and everything. And but a couple of days later, Aretha bought Vicky this beautiful gift and had it sent her. Didn't tell her, it was kind of a surprise. And it was this absolutely gorgeous picture frame. I think Vicky has it posted on her Instagram page. You can see, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. You know, just like, sorry about the, you know, the ham sandwiches, but here you go. And but Vicky, she's a lot like Pastor Winans. She knows what she wants. What's so interesting, though, was the release of music video is the only video that's ever been shot on Vicky Winans that she didn't direct herself, and that she didn't actually script. So she ended up calling me. She called me and wanted me to shoot the video for her, the music video for the release it song, and I hadn't heard it at that point. So I said, and she told me what her idea was. And it was a very simple. She wanted something, you know, she didn't have a whole lot of time to invest in shooting the video. So she wanted something that was kind of simple, but that represented the song. And as you know, the song Release It, it's pretty much dealing with people who are going through something in life. And it's the song is to motivate them to let it go, right? So her original idea was to be on stage singing, and these people would walk in, and each person would walk into this theater holding a balloon while she's performing. And on each balloon, there was to be something written that represented a problem that that person was going through or that person was dealing with. And at the end of the song, they would all walk outside and they would release the balloon into the sky, symbolizing them letting it go, right? And I thought that was a fantastic idea. I thought it was great. Then I heard the song. And when I heard that song, I was like, oh, no. This song is just
Switch everything up.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, this song is amazing. So I called her back. I said, V, I know you had your idea for the song, for the video. I said, but I listened to your song, and this song is bad. It is powerful. Let me write a new treatment. So she was like, all right, honey, I trust you. You write something else. So I wrote the different variations of the different stories. We had a homeless person who had been doing well for himself, but then he lost everything. A woman who had been faithful to her husband, and she found out he was cheating. And then we had another person who had lost a family member. And as a result of the
So y'all went hard in the paint. Y'all went just really extensive with that.
Yes. So I remember trying to make it as easy for Vicky as possible, where we shot all of the story scenes. She didn't have to be there for that. And then when it came time to shoot her scenes, it was literally just shooting her performance scenes, right? And so she really didn't know what to expect. First video she ever had that she didn't direct. And I remember her telling me after she saw the video how she thought it was absolutely the best video she ever had. And that she was like, you know, I trust you because I don't let anyone just direct my stuff and I don't know what's going on. And they give me some product and I'm like, okay, I'm accepting it. And she was like, well, baby, what you did? And then she would comment on the video and the way it was edited and this and that. And I'm like, well, okay, I'm glad you were happy with it. But she, she was a true.
That's
true
wonderful.
Pleasure.
So we got, I know you're going to go on. Can I have you back on the show? Because we got like 1 minute to wrap up. The last, but certainly not the least,
sure.
Jay Miles. Tell the audience about working with him.
So Jay is another phenomenally talented person.
So talented.
I love Jay's voice, number one. But even just, you know, his music and his music producer, Paul Allen, who was nominated for his 8th Grammy as a writer and a producer last year, is also an extremely talented individual, and he's also one of Jay's business partners. So it's always a pleasure when you work with people who have an understanding of the industry and who have a great eye for what they do, but who also say, listen, I know this is my area of expertise, but that's your area of expertise, so I'm going to lean to you for that. It makes things a whole lot easier, and I've always believed that if you're going to contract someone to do something for you, then trust that your idea for hiring them or your reason for hiring them was good. Trust your own instinct, so to speak, right? Because you hired that person for a specific reason. It was, you know, effortlessly, you know, truly talented individual, extremely gifted
person. Okay, so when can you be back on the show with me? I have you back on here. I'm telling you the truth. You brainstormed the world out of me today. I'm like, what, today? Not today, no. But we did that. Oh, my God, I don't know why, but with the grace of God, but we did that in 30 minutes. We got to have you back, though, and I'm so glad. Thank you so much for – I didn't even tell the audience about the beautiful banners you made me when you had to cancel the show. Oh, my God, thank you so much for those banners. They're so beautiful.
Oh, you're very welcome.
They can look at, like, when they see me in person, that's not her.
No, it's not like that. They know. But, yeah, So yeah, well, I'll definitely set some time aside. We got a couple of things going on right now that that's going to keep me tied up for the next month and a half, 2 months or so. But we'll definitely schedule another time for me to come on, because it was definitely enjoyable and a true pleasure.
Okay, it's been a pleasure and a blessing as well. Again, everybody, thank you for listening to the Grateful Gift Show. We're about out of here, and this is your host, Virgie Lindsay. Today I've interviewed Eric Wheelwright. He's a TV producer, recording artist. He did over 120 movies and sitcoms. You do sitcoms too, right?
Yes, yeah. We have a couple of projects sitcom out there, a lot of them, yeah.
Okay, he's done a lot, and he helped a whole lot of people, and I love people that help people. We can't get anywhere without help, you know, and be a mentor. He's a mentor, too. So if they want mentoring, how are you interested in more people that you can take on? Or they?
I'm always happy to help anyone I can when I can. So, you know, even like with social media, I get a lot of people who message me, and I am actually the one who responds to them. Media messages. I try to be quick about responding. That doesn't always happen, but ultimately, I typically usually do get a chance to respond back. But you know, they can. The best way to reach out to me though would be through my website.
Okay, then. All right, Eric. Again, thank you so much for doing my show. God bless you. Love you, and thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And it was a true pleasure.
Okay. Okay. We'll talk to you later. Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.